Welcome to another edition of Things You Know That Just Aren't So, and Important News You Need to Know. Presented by Patrick A. Heller of award-winning Liberty Coin Service in Lansing. Take it away, Pat.
Good morning. When WILS morning host Dave Ackerley started at the station several years ago, he asked me what I considered the top financial problem facing America. My one-word answer was debt. One way you can judge the magnitude of a problem is check the efforts to prevent the public from being fully aware of the crisis. There are multiple ways that the size of government debt in America is being hidden from the citizenry. For instance, the federal government refuses to include on its balance sheet the nearly $100 trillion of net present value of its unfunded liabilities for Social Security, Medicare, and related programs. This debt is growing by multiple trillions of dollars every year, none of which appears on the federal government's annual statement of revenues and expenditures. This total is above and beyond the anticipated future collections of these taxes. Second, until finally forced to a few years ago by new accounting standards, state, county, and local governments and government school districts refused to put in their financial statements the net present value of unfunded employee pensions and retiree health care benefits. The best information I have is that the net total of all these debts now exceed $10 trillion. By the way, this change in accounting standards specifically did not apply to the federal government financial reports. Third, instead of accurately identifying the amounts owed on the programs I just listed as expenditures and liabilities, which the public would understand, the confusing term of legacy costs is often used. Fourth, why is the Federal Reserve Bank and the federal government trying to hide the size of the potential debt liability to the public by creating a number of so-called special purpose vehicles to fund current bailout activities? The claim that the Federal Reserve is not authorized to take on this debt does not justify hiding it by making financial arrangements that are not disclosed to the public, even though any losses in these programs are ultimately to be paid by taxpayers. That's it for today. Come back Friday when I list the myriad of these special purpose vehicles recently set up to hide the extent of soaring debt here on Things You Know That Just Aren't So and Important News You Need to Know. I'm Patrick A. Heller, Communications Officer of Liberty Coin Service in Lansing. Thank you for listening.
This is a paid advertisement. The previous views expressed do not necessarily reflect those of 1320 WILS or MacDonald Broadcasting.